Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the Shop Click Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as Julie's head being in the shot. One, two, three. One, select your vehicle. Two, create your offer. Three, schedule that delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome inside the Coppola Studios for episode 271
of
The Mom Game. You're empty. You need more. For those who don't watch video of our podcast, Julie's cute bun made an appearance in the Gateway read, and she's holding a bottle.
I need to get a bun sponsor.
Of course, you do. You have such good hair.
We could combine.
I know, but you have such good hair.
Well, thank you.
I'm so jealous of your hair.
That's nice.
I have terrible hair. I say nice things to you all the time. I know I say stuff like I want to kill you with my bare hands, but I also say nice things to you too.
My bun and
I appreciate it. Yeah, you have great hair.
I feel like I'm
terrible hair.
So there was a gal on my tennis team.
I don't even know how to do a bun.
Well, I didn't either. There was a gal on my tennis team who always had the perfect bun.
And she
even playing tennis. And I was like, can you just.
She plays tennis in a bun.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And it always looked perfect. So I asked her how to do her bun.
And she taught you.
And she taught me. And so maybe someday on social media, I can do a tutorial.
I mean,
it's really easy. If I can do it, anyone can do it.
Can I ask you a really insensitive question?
Sure.
I knew you before you had cancer.
Yeah.
And before you lost all your hair. Was your hair this great before chemo?
I have to stop down there because I don't know. I don't feel like my hair is great. But for you to say that is, I guess.
You have more hair coming out right by your ears than I have on my whole head. You have.
Well, yours is not coming out of my ears.
You're right. But you have phenomenal hair.
Thank you. I would say yes. It has come back probably
better. Even better.
It's not
yet.
Should
I shave my head? And see what happens?
Oh my God. This could be your meltdown moment.
Oh my God. I'm so close.
It'll be dual purpose. You'll get a new head of hair and the world will know that you're melting down into
viral.
Keep arm's length. Like Britney Spears.
People, remember? Can you imagine how viral it would go? God, the Mom Game would be huge. It'd be like, podcast host, mom, shaves head and loses shit. Like, but I'm the perfect
That's
candidate.
What we need. That's how we grow the show.
That's okay.
That's going to be our moment.
Okay.
Let's put it on the calendar. Should we do it when we go to Choctaw?
Okay. No, I'll too busy winning money there.
I'm so excited about that, by the way.
I know. Mike went gambling. So he went fishing. They flew into New Orleans. And he just, we just happened to stop by the casino. And then
flat tire.
So what happens is when he, like some people, when they gamble, they like say they won a lot more than they did. Because they're like, you know, I don't lose. Like I won a bunch of money. With my husband, he says he won less because he knows I'm going to ask him.
For the money?
Not all of it. But I'm like, mom tax, like where's my cut?
Yeah.
And so I, instead of juicing it up, he juices it down.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And smart
so,
man.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, how much did you win? And he's like, I'll peel you off a couple hundies. Like, okay. Okay.
But the mom tax is real.
There is no telling how much that dude won in New Orleans.
But your version of it was still good.
Oh, it was fantastic.
So that means
he won a lot. And you're lying. And he's like,
He goes and only uses it for the fishing room.
Before we go to Florida, because I'm driving to Florida, which by the way, I'm driving to Florida with children and he's flying.
That happened last time, right?
This is, and people are like, I mean, that's so ridiculous. And I'm like, what do you mean? That's exactly the way I want it.
When y'all go on a family excursion, like just around town, do you always drive?
No.
Okay. I didn't know.
I just can't, no. I mean, again, love my husband, but we know each other in our personalities and so do our children. And like, he's a great dad and a fantastic husband. No one wants to be in a car with him for 13 hours. No one. No one. Like, No one does.
So that's why he doesn't drive with you. So it's just like, you know what,
we don't have a lot of room. You know what, sugar? Just get yourself a flight. He's like, do you want me to get one way or a round trip?
What does he do in a car ride for 13 hours that no one can tolerate?
Because he has no patience. That's the problem. Okay. You have to have a significant amount of patience. Yes. If you're going to be in a car for 13 hours with four children,
yeah,
he is not equipped for that. He's not. He's
so
not,
you're the patient one of the
he
group.
He's not. Can you imagine?
No. No. I'm like doing the math. I'm like, wait. So this makes you the patient parent? Fuck.
Not in all situations. But in this one, it is. And it's very strange. Because we're just like, it's just like when you're at this point in marriage and family or whatever, he just doesn't have it in him. Yeah. Like, and it just,
well, that's good. It's good to just so address it head on.
I'm just like, it's fine. Just go. I got this. And then I'm, you know, control freak. I'm like, I got this. I'm in control. I can, you know, whatever. And I don't want him to tell me about that. The light is green. It's going, the light's green. And, you know, slow down. Right. There might be a car.
We're at a quarter tank.
I just don't.
Might be a good time to pull over.
Like pushing the brake down. Like if I get within 10 feet of a car, he's like, oh my. I'm like, can you please just spare the dramatic? I can't.
Oh my God.
I can't. Like, because it makes my blood pressure go up and I, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I
so
can.
So I don't drive a lot when we're together because I can't. He's so. Because he'll tailgate somebody to the point where he can
see
the color of their eyes in their rearview mirror.
Oh my gosh.
But like if it's me and I get within 5 feet, he's just thinks that I'm about to cause a 30 car pileup.
Right.
So anyway, I digress.
So it sounds like a good decision.
It's a great decision.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Florida's coming soon.
Oh my God. Florida can't get here fast enough. I can't wait for that 13 hour drive with a bunch of kids in my car. I am so looking forward to it. Okay. We got to catch up. Lots happened. So I went to Lubbock. My niece graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
Reckham graduated from Tech. We had a great time. Henry had a baseball tournament, which we're going to talk about in what's on your feed, I think.
Because it was on my feed.
The craziness of youth sports continues.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to the Charles Schwab Challenge. I'm actually volunteering tonight at an event.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Ryder asked Kelly today if we were going to the Charles Schwab Challenge. Because we were supposed to go to the Byron and it all got rained out.
Yeah. Let me know when you want to go. I should be able to.
Okay. I'll look at our schedule because it starts like Thursday through Sunday kind of deal, like all the golf tournaments.
Thursday through Sunday. Yeah, I'm working some kind of pro-am party or something tonight.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. Yeah, and Coppola, obviously.
Yes.
The official wine sponsor of the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial.
Yes. We're going to have some of that new good stuff out there that y'all talked about with Andrea Card.
Yes, the new stuff. I can't wait. And then, so we have the Charles Schwab Challenge this weekend in Fort Worth. We also have our... Next week, we have our big remote.
I know. I'm getting some people to come.
I know. So I just had a couple people text me and said they were coming.
Good. Yeah. I was trying on the Vici thing, which we had
yesterday. Oh, yeah. We had that, too.
But it was, like, so last minute when I was texting people.
Social.
I know. And it was, you know, last week of school. And so when I was getting a lot of, like, oh, I wish I could, blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, put your money where your mouth is. Here's our next event.
Yeah.
And now I have, like, 4 to 6 couples coming.
Yeah. And then we're going to Choctaw the week after that for your birthday.
Yes.
That's what we're calling it. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
It's your present. Yeah. So we have a lot of events coming up, but do want to tease that event because the next time we shoot will be at Spark Arlington.
Yes.
So Spark Arlington is a workspace in Arlington in Choctaw Stadium, which is across from the ballpark. I toured it. It's fantastic. Julie, I can't wait for you to see it. I can't wait for you to see where I think we're going to shoot. I need to get with Tashonda and make sure this is where she wants us. But there's a really cool big open space. But they've got 30,000 square feet, 2 levels. They have private offices. They have suites. They really have everything. It's not just like a bunch of cubicles. I mean, this is a very functional space for, you know, businesses, companies, individuals. You know, you can host events there. It's just a fantastic spot. So they're going to have us out. We're going to be able to showcase their space. And then after that, we are going to head over across the street to Troy's for a pop-up concert.
I love how this all is like coming together. Like, we recently had Troy on.
Yep.
He's our bestie. There's a space there at Spark where we can shoot our show because they do have a podcast studio. And then it's going to be a really fun concert that night as well, the pop-up concert. Yep. So if y'all have been kind of wanting to come to one of our events, meet up, see us, do a live show, this is the one, because there's going to be the podcast and then a party afterwards.
Yeah, we're going to have Coppola wine for everybody to drink. We're going to have Yokiero snacks to snack on.
Yes.
So come on out to Spark Arlington. We'll be there, I'd say, probably arrive around 5-ish. Mm-hmm. We're going to get rocking and rolling around 5:30 or so.
Yeah.
And then at Troy's is the pop-up, which means you don't know who the artist is going to be. You buy your tickets and it's like show up and like who's going to come on stage. And
what so if it was me, like,
some of the past artists, surprise artists, have been Mike Ryan, Bowling for Soup, Dean Dillon, Stoney LaRue, and others. So it should be a fun night. I have it on good authority that some very special VIPs will also be in attendance.
Yay!
Can't say too much else, but Texas-Live.com. Texas-Live.com. Get your tickets. Come hang with us Thursday, May 29th.
And I know we're all moms. I did see, because one of my friends asked, you can bring children if they're with you.
Yes.
So you can bring children to this event too, or you can get a babysitter and go party hard.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
Yeah, should be super, super fun. Okay, so excited about all of our events coming up, and then excited about my solo drive to Florida. Actually, not solo, me with kids, only adult, which is fine. But I don't care.
You put up a screen or something.
At this point, like a partition.
Yeah, like you're an Uber driver.
Right, exactly.
And just put something up.
Okay, let's get some sports talk. Sports Scorts, brought to us by our friends at Tito's Vodka. And Sports Scorts is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito's is 6 times distilled till it's just right and naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything, from the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys.
Beyond the bottle, Tito's has gained a reputation for giving back as well. These are some good people. They team up with nonprofits around the world to serve their communities and do good for our little doggy friends. Make your next cocktail with Tito's and learn more at titosvodka.com. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Incorporated, Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
Thank you, Tito's, and thank you to Tylock George Eye Care for allowing me to read that copy without reader's contacts, glasses, or anything. I had the custom lens replacement. Julie had the LASIK. Both of us are seeing very clearly thanks to the trusted ophthalmologist at Tylock George. If you've got questions, just give them a shout. Mention the mom game. You can utilize our discount code, which is Tylock.com/TMG. They will take such good care of you there at Tylock. Super grateful that we crossed paths with them, and they done fixed our eyes up real good. Don't forget Tylock.com/TMG, or give them a call and mention the mom game. Okay, Stars.
Yay! The Dallas Stars moving on to the Western Conference Final against the Edmonton Oilers.
I know. And what's crazy, this is the third straight year they've been in the Western Conference. Yeah. So they've been in the Final Four the last 3 years. And if you go back to 2020, you're talking about four of the last five. I mean,
they're legit good. Like, they're a powerhouse so in the NHL right now. And sometimes when you're close to it, like,
I feel like we don't
a fan.
Now we
don't. It happens when you don't realize it.
But we don't appreciate them enough.
So I think, like,
we
probably
do not appreciate the Dallas Stars enough.
We don't. And I think probably across the league, people are like, oh, the Stars, they're, you know. But here, we're just kind of like, we're in the moment with each game to game.
We just want to win it all.
There's like scar tissue from things in the past, and you don't realize what's happening in front of you. And it's that this team is like, I don't know. I mean, we'll see if they can make it beyond the Western Conference Final.
I know.
And get the job done, because that's where their journey has ended in bachelor terms the last 3 seasons.
And I get it. But, like, I just, like, a quick appreciation comment for the Stars. Like, regardless of if they advance or not, which obviously I hope they do, like, fucking kudos for being just consistently good to make it to the Final Four, 4 out of the last 5 years, and the last 3 straight, like, good on you.
Yeah.
And I apologize for not appreciating you like I should. And I understand if you want to break up with me, but I'm going to try to get back together.
I think you've done well. I do. Because I've had conversations with you for all these years.
I've always thought they were great, but it's like, I don't think I realize like how truly consistent at such a high level. Like, that shit's hard.
That is.
So good on you.
Yeah.
Dudes.
And when I say you've done well as like following as a fan. I think a lot of people check out, right? A lot of people check out and they're just like, baseball, football.
Well, and I think a lot of that's because
of you. Western Conference Final. And like, you know, some people have followed along the whole way. And either way, I think the Dallas Stars would say everybody's welcome, even if you're a brand new fan.
For sure.
And the last round with Winnipeg was finished in game six. It was so fun to see that happen on, I wasn't there, but to watch it happen on home ice, to see how engaged the fans were, how excited everybody was. And then there was just like a really cool hockey moment. You know, the hockey community, like we talk about, you've said here on the show, like hockey's effing awesome. Like
it does
they
cool
do
shit.
A really good
hockey
job.
Does cool
hockey
shit.
Does cool shit.
Yep.
And they do a really good job of like recognizing that they battle, they fight, they get into it on the ice, but at the end of the day, they're all humans and they want each other. They want the best for each other. Usually they do a really good job of recognizing that. And we saw that with what happened with Mark Scheifele, who plays for Winnipeg, and playing a game six to get a spot to the Western Conference Final the day after his dad passed away.
I know.
Unexpectedly. And you saw, I just love those like bigger than the game moments. And that's what we got with the Stars. And you saw Jamie
Benn. And then he scored the first effing goal.
And you know, you just know when you, like I saw that headline, I saw the story. I was like, he's going to score. Yeah. Like that's how hockey is. The hockey gods write it that way.
We had a tournament. Henry had a baseball tournament, so I was keeping up with it, and then I saw he scored, and I was like, "Oh, and scored first to put Edmonton." Winnipeg up 1-0, and I was like, "Oh, this is trouble for the Stars."
Yeah,
like if they like get galvanized by him and want to like, you know what I mean? That emotion, like people who say that doesn't exist, all that kind of stuff in sports, like just want to stick to the numbers and the analytics and all that kind of stuff. Screw you! Like that's you don't know. You don't know about sports if you don't think that shit like that matters. It absolutely does. You know, the emotion that is, you know, a part of the game within those guys and within their teammates.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this is not good for the Stars because I thought they're going to rally behind that dude. And then he fucking scores the first goal. Like, they're probably losing their mind bananas at that point.
And I would like to believe that in their hearts there was a lot of guys happy for him in that moment, even though they were just scored on 100%. The Stars side. And I think that's
because this is real life shit.
It's his real
dad
life
died. Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
Unexpectedly the night before, like the day before, whatever, I don't know technicalities, but and you saw it at the end of the game with the handshakes, and you saw Jamie Benn going up giving him a huge hug and just being, you know, we're all here for you kind of thing.
Yeah.
Pete DeBoer giving him a shout out at the top of his post game press conference. Like he's like, hey, before we get to all the stuff from the game, I just want to say how much we're with him. We're behind. Right. They're from like the same Kitchener, I think, or wherever it is. And Canada, Pete DeBoer had a tie to him, to Scheifele. And Scheifele's somebody that has destroyed the Stars in the past. He's really good against Dallas.
Yeah.
But I think everybody knows he's a great person and no one would wish that on anybody.
No.
So to see Pete DeBoer kind of say that, and then he was mic'd up during the handshake lines. I don't know if you saw it on social media, but Pete was. And so you could hear what he was saying to everybody and what everybody was saying to him. I mean, I would say 3/4 of the Winnipeg Jets players went up to the Dallas Stars head coach in the handshake line and said, go get the cup.
Oh, that's
cool. Go get the cup for us.
Yeah.
And another cool thing, the Dallas Stars fans all heard what happened and contributed to Mark Scheifele's, whatever his nonprofit is that he supports.
Yeah.
And they tracked it down and they wanted to donate. And so I saw like some really cool interaction from fans and stuff just saying like, hey, we are always going to be like, the Stars are a number two team. Like what y'all did for our player was so classy. And you know, he felt that. There were some conflicting reports, which I think is kind of funny because it should be not hard to figure out because there were reports that Tom Gilardi flew him home in his private jet
too.
And then I saw another headline that was like, contrary to reports, Mark Scheifele flew home with the team. And I'm like, why are we making this a headline thing?
I know.
Like, it's a yes or no, black or white situation.
Yeah.
Where was his butt? Was it in this plane or that plane?
But I wonder,
which
too,
just is media, right?
Right. Ugh. Because I wonder, too, if it's something like that. Because I know I've, like, if it's something that Gagliardi did and he didn't want praise, recognition, or whatever for it, that was like, I'm going to do this. And then like they got wind of it. And then Gagliardi was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about, which I don't know Tom Gagliardi from Adam. So I don't know that, but
he would probably do that.
Right. But they would do it, but then wouldn't want to take credit for it. And I respect that too. Like there was a lot of times, like we had a Rangers player that did something really nice for one of our clubhouse attendants. Like paid for this, you know, elective surgery, but a surgery that was important to him. And he was like, don't you dare tell anyone. I don't want anyone to know about this. And if you do, I'm never talking to you again. Like, so whatever. I mean, there's certain, a lot of times people just want to do something without it being like
a headline.
And with something with a big story like that, everyone's looking for like a feel good, right? And a feel good, and, which is great. But it's like, it, maybe Gagliardi was like, look, I don't, I'm going to do this, but let's, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want it to be and about so me then and he how like, I'm such a nice guy. And
so someone told some reporter from somewhere else to be like, deny this report, you know,
right?
Which is media. There's so, especially in the playoffs, there's so much media attention.
And they're trying to get a story. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's like, I also understand, like, and I respect if somebody's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And bottom line is the Stars like did everything that they could.
Absolutely.
For him in that moment. Even though they were battling, you know, in the second round of the NHL playoffs.
Sure.
So hockey is, what did you say? Hockey.
Hockey does cool shit.
Hockey does cool shit. Once again, really cool it needs shit. To be a segment, I think.
Yeah.
Monthly segment on our show. Hockey does cool shit.
We need like a hockey sponsor and it's just called Hockey Does Cool Shit.
I love it. And I saw Wayne Gretzky went in and congratulated the Stars in the locker room afterwards. And you could, you know, Jamie Benn's usually just like, and I can do this because I know him and I can make fun of him. He was talking to Wayne Gretzky. He's like,
yeah,
like he had the biggest smile on his face. Excited. It was so cute. So yes, it's going to be really fun here for the next couple weeks as the Stars get ready to face Edmonton.
And we have 2 more weeks of hockey.
Yes, 2 more weeks of hockey.
I know. And I hope I get to watch more. Like I was in the car. So Henry had a tournament. I was keeping up with it on my phone. And then we got to it was going to overtime that Henry, we had just finished our game or whatever on Saturday. I was like, let's go get in the car. So we turned the game on. And why can't I think of who scored? Who scored the winning goal?
Oh, I don't know.
Harley.
Yes, Thomas Harley. Harley. Yes.
And so we're in the car and Henry's, we're listening. And you can tell, and first of all, like Josh and we've had Josh on the show before.
Yeah.
And I don't think Razor likes me at all. But I will say Razor.
Sure, Razor's fine with you.
I don't think
we need to have Razor on.
We should have Razor on. I'm pretty sure he doesn't like me, but it's fine. Regardless of how he feels about me, I think he is one of the most intelligent, like not even intelligent. The way he works words to me is
effing linguist.
Phenomenal.
Yes. And he knows like the right word for the right time in the moment, in the middle of it.
And then he says shit like that I've never heard. And I'm like, no wonder you don't like me because I didn't know hockey. I think that's why he doesn't like me. Because like when I did hockey, he was like, you don't know dick about hockey.
Well, no, that might be true, but I don't think it means he doesn't like you as a person.
Right. No, not as a person. But I'm just saying like that was 15, 20 years ago. Whatever.
He'd be great.
But I think Razor Ray is one of the most entertaining, masterful commentators that I've ever heard.
Yeah.
He is so effing good.
Yeah.
And Josh is right up there with him too as a play-by-play guy because I could tell. Like, I was like, it's coming. So, like, Henry's in the passenger seat and I can tell by Josh's excitement and like the way his voice is. I'm like, it's about to happen. And so, like, I grab Henry and he was like, and Harley scores. I was like, ah! And Henry was like, Mom, was that necessary? And I'm like, they're going to the Western Conference Final.
I love it.
He's like, oh, okay, Mom. Like, and he was excited too, but he's like, did you have to scream in my ear? So anyway, yes. But
that would be Ryder. Sensory overload. Yeah, oh, yeah,
exactly. So we should cut this clip and send it to Razor.
We should.
Love
I'm
you,
sure.
Razor.
I'm sure he would come on with us. Well, the schedules allow.
Oh yeah. I mean, and not I, now, but
it
I'm
was
just saying,
cool.
I just
yeah, maybe
think
after
he's
the
so
season.
Good.
He's great, and he's just
God,
in a regular
shit he
interview.
He says
is great.
The way he
like,
talks,
just
like. Chit-chatting. Yes, he's so good.
He's great.
Yeah, you can tell he's super smart.
And it was cool to hear the national broadcast. They did say at one point like that they think the Stars play-by-play duo is the best in the league.
So good.
So they're just so hearing good. That was cool. Josh has worked so hard. Started out in Alaska, worked
him.
His way up, and he's
love
great.
Him.
So go Stars. We'll be following along here on the Mom Game as they move forward into the Western Conference Final with Edmonton.
Quick Rangers update. They're pitching still is great. It's we're, you know, 50 games in at this point. It's everything's kind of leveling off. Bats seem to be picking up, but nothing too exciting to report or devastating to report, which is what you want in May.
Yeah.
So go Rangers.
They're still like in, what are we at? 500-ish?
Below? Yeah, they're a couple games above 500.
Okay, perfect.
A big series though. This is Tuesday. By the time this airs, they'll be finishing up in New York. 3-game series in New York and then 3 in Chicago against the White Sox and then back home. So
that reminds me of Joey Gallo. Is there an update on if he can pit, if he's a pitcher?
No, he's still trying. Okay. I text with him every once in a while.
Okay.
So
we need a Joey Gallo update every little while here on the show.
And he did say he would come on the Mom Game anytime. So maybe I should just get him on.
Yes, let's just get him on. I'd love to hear obviously about all kinds of stuff.
But I know.
The transition to pitching.
Well, as a too. And then outfielder. Also too, we could talk to him about youth sports, yes. Which I know we're going to talk about in What's on Your Feed.
Joey Gallo.
But yeah, brought to us by our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media.
Yes, our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media. I mean, it's a one-stop shop for anything that you need as you try and grow your business. If you do have a business, you're probably aware of how important social media is and how successful influencer marketing can be. They can help you with all of this: influencer management, brand management, monetization management, collaboration management, influencer campaigns. They can help book some influencers for you, content creation, photography, social media management, and website design. In fact, they manage all of our stuff. If you want us to help you with something, they can manage that. And we're super grateful for Audrey Dolan's Media. Head to audreydolans.com to see what all that they can do for you.
Yay, ADM. We love you. Okay. What's on your feed? So I had a hot button issue on my feed this weekend. So I told you Henry had a tournament. Where were we? Irving. And, you know, youth sports is, I mean, everybody can be a little extra. I feel like we're on a very not extra team with a very not extra organization, which I love. It's a good fit for us. It doesn't have to be for everyone.
Right.
Whatever. Everybody, different strokes for different folks. But we played this team on Sunday and they had 5 coaches. They had 5 coaches on the field.
Where did they all go?
they had their catcher had an earpiece. Like,
oh my gosh.
Like Major League Baseball catchers have.
Oh my gosh.
And I just was like, there's just so much going on here. Like, we have 5 coaches.
I hope you kicked their ass.
And then we didn't. We didn't kick their ass. We won, but we didn't kick their ass by any stretch.
Okay, we won. That's good.
So 5 coaches and then a catcher with an earpiece. My whole thing is like, my son pitches. I mean, pretty much most kids do at this age. Everyone kind of pitches.
Yeah, whatever. Rotate them around.
Yeah. But I want Henry to be able to call a game. And if as a pitcher, and so does his dad, and as a catcher, like I want to, Henry doesn't catch, but the catcher, like that's a thing that needs to happen. The catcher and the pitcher need to be able to, the pitcher needs to be able to, you know, shake pitches off. Catcher needs to be able to call them. They need to be able to adjust to each other. This is, again, all in my opinion. So the earpiece, I was like we were playing a 14U tournament, so we were playing up, but I'm like, I just feel like that's way young for, like, we just got earpieces in the big leagues, like, a few years ago. Like, what are, I just don't understand.
And
like,
so the coach was telling the...
So I guess the coach is calling pitches and telling the catcher what sign to call to communicate to the pitcher.
Wow.
Like, but I'm like, that's doing a disservice to the kid behind the
plate.
And
the way y'all do it is that the pitcher's calling the pitches.
Well, it depends on who's pitching and who's catching. So sometimes the catcher will, like Henry on Henry's team, his catcher, Hudson, he'll call, you know, pitches, and then Henry will shake him if he doesn't like that pitch or whoever's pitching. But that's part of the game, right? Like the pitcher and catcher relationship.
Right.
So anyway, I just was kind of blown away by
and they probably love that. Like the guys probably love kind of making that decision
absolutely.
And saying that I have an informed opinion based on what I've seen.
And are they
I might be 14, but I still am very in tune with this game.
And if they may screw up and they should have thrown a fastball when they threw a changeup. Whatever.
Ball. Yeah.
And it's not like these kids have a massive arsenal of pitches.
Right.
It's not that.
How many pitches do they have?
Right. I mean, Henry's got a couple. Like you know, but it's also too you need to be age appropriate.
Yes.
So anyway, so the thing that really got me was there was 5 coaches and they started a kid on the mound, this opposing team, and he was really good. He was firing strikes. He was, we had a few hits off of him. I mean, you know, we weren't crushing the ball. We weren't he wasn't no hitting us, but he was a good pitcher. Mm-hmm. Well, he was getting up there in his pitch count, and the rules are set, which how many pitches you can throw in a weekend, blah, 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 blah.
So who sets those rules? The league?
So whoever you're playing for. So there's like premier okay, the prospects, club. There's
got pack, it, got
there's
it.
All different kinds of tournaments you can play in. So this tournament, it was 100 pitches over the course of the weekend. So this kid had hit 100 pitches, and our coaches knew because they are following along to make sure that, I mean, they're making sure that they're not getting taken it, you know, to make sure everybody's following the rules, like at this point. And let me tell you something. They are all aware of where pitch counts are. They all know the rules, all that kind of stuff.
I need whatever medicine they're taking to be able to count pitches up to 100.
Well, no, they do it on Game Changer.
Oh,
they do it on Game. So they're okay, keeping track. It's not like someone's sitting there with a clicker. No. Someone's keeping it. Game Changer is an app.
Okay,
You'll learn about Game Changer. You'll learn.
I've heard about it. So there's like a coach entering it.
It tracks it. Like Henry's got stats. You can look up Henry's stats right now if you want it. Whatever. So anyway, he gets to 100 pitches. And so our coaches say, hey, this kid's at 100. He can't pitch anymore. And Blue, the umpire's like, yep, you can't. Hey, he's done. They tried to send him back out. And they're like, no, he can't go back out. He's done. They didn't have anybody warming up. The kid that they put in didn't even have the right shoes on.
Uh-oh.
He had cleats on.
So they hadn't planned for this. Shoes. They were planning on not getting caught.
So so my question was, y'all got five coaches? And nope, nobody's keeping track of how many pitches home runs thrown?
Right.
What are we doing? Like, or even if you're trying to slide it under the radar, at least have somebody warming up, right?
Right.
So instead, this kid has to come in cold, change shoes, and he has 8 pitches to get warmed up. 8. And that's it. Because that's the rule. He had a whole inning to warm up.
Had they prepared.
Had they.
It was big coaching.
So anyway, my whole thing was, I just was like, what are we doing with 5 coaches and an earpiece in the catcher's ear? And so I posted that.
Yeah.
And then one of a guy messaged me and he's like, LOL, this is my son's team. It's like, hey. And I asked him the same thing. I was like, legit question. How did none of those 5 coaches that are all lined up over there, you know, what doing whatever.
What
how did
doing?
None of them know
scratching
that,
their
that homeboy was at 100 pitches? And what how could saying? They not have someone ready?
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, and second of all, like, who's talking in the earpiece? What kind of technology are we working with here? Like, I'm just so intrigued. And
I love it. They're not prepared for someone like you being in the crowd. That's like, what's happening
here? Well, but I mean,
because let's be real. Most moms are hanging out petting their chihuahua.
Oh my gosh, don't even. That was not my tournament.
Or
that was from a friend of mine. She had an emotional support chihuahua.
We had some really fun texts going on over the weekend.
In a Coco Chanel dog bag at a tournament.
Had an emotional support dog tag on it. I had to zoom in on the picture because I showed one of my friends because we were at a 6-year-old girl softball game at the same time, so it was total like contrast of what you were doing. So I showed one of my friends, I was like, this woman at this game, she was like, is that a tag on the dog?
So it's a tag on the dog,
emotional support dog.
So she had on, listen, and if you like name brand stuff, great. Like, I got a handful of name brand things. It's just not my thing. Also, if you wear full makeup to a baseball tournament at 10 a.m on a Sunday, get it, girl. Me, like, I look like I just came from, you know, I don't even know what, like, there's not a stitch, whatever, to each his own. What? But like the full, like, diamond studded Chanel earrings with a Chanel dog bag, and then some like significant lip filler.
Yeah.
There was one other cosmetic something. Anyway, it just was like, this is so much for a, you know, a 13-12U baseball game that my friend sent to me. This is not my social media.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, it's just like,
new sports has gotten completely out of hand. We know this. And I love seeing the little intricacies that back us up.
Right.
In these theories that youth sports has gotten completely out of
hand. It has. It really. And I feel like you have to go out of your way as a parent. Like, out of your way as a parent.
Yeah.
To reel it back in. Because it can get so, it's so easy for it to just snowball.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where we are. But, shout out to youth sports and those five coaches.
We need a whole series.
I know.
We need a whole series. Okay, let's talk some news.
News.
Brought to us by our friends at One Day Doors and Closets. They came in. They gave my downstairs doors an upgrade. You can replace your interior doors in one day without any messy construction in your house. They have a cool little beep, 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 beep thing, otherwise known as 3D measuring technology, where they can come in, take a digital blueprint of your existing frames. They can custom cut doors to fit those frames. So they do work with some very advanced technology. But I'll just say this, as somebody who's had my doors replaced, it makes a world of difference. You might not know that you need or want this, but especially if you're doing a home remodel, this is the time to work in some new doors. It's going to look amazing. It's going to help keep the sound out. Give our friends a call, onedaytexas.com/promo30. We still have the buy one, get one free promo going on with your doors. If you do have any questions, feel free to reach out and I can connect you to them. Phone number 940-969-4790.
Yay, One Day Doors. Okay, what do you have newsy stuff?
Well, I saw an interesting headline I wanted to talk through with you.
You tell.
1 in 7 people would dump their partner to save their dog.
Oh, God. Like, I just wanted to get your reaction. I was like, I'm your partner, too.
And we both have dogs. A lot of people have dogs. Would you dump your partner to save your dog?
No.
It is National Pet Month this month.
Okay, and I love my dogs. I'm not dumping my husband.
Right?
To keep my dog.
1 in 7 dog owners.
As much as I bitch about my husband, I don't have it in me to do life without him. Like, let's be real.
Right?
Yeah.
Sounds a lot harder.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, the scale has to be tilted majorly like this to go say, well, you know what? This is so bad. I'm going to go do this shit alone.
And we've talked about this.
Props to the people who do.
Yes. In small doses,
yes,
single parenting is amazing. Long term, I'm completely and totally out.
Right.
Also completely and totally out on hitting the dating scene or whatever the fuck that looks like. So, yeah, no, I love my dogs, but I'm not. And also, too, screw that person, whoever that was, that threw out this ultimatum or hypothetical that you have to choose.
I know, right?
I'm out and I will kill him.
Oh, my gosh. There's like hypotheticals on YouTube that my kids will somehow watch. And Anna will start crying thinking about, like, would you save your dog or save your friend? And Anna's like,
if you had to kill one parent, which would it be? Would you kill your mom or would you kill your dad? No.
That's why all of our kids are like mental. Like, come on, YouTube. Come on, people who come up with these things. It's insane. People would be willing to do normal things to extend their dog's life. 64% would improve their dog's diet. 58% would take on more walks. 56% would start giving them supplements. So basically, like, this is a heads up, I think, because of National Pet Month. I'm getting to the bottom of all this. This is a heads up to say, hey, would you save your dog? This is all it takes. More walks. Make sure their diet is taken care of. I think this is
a trick.
You give just them fell supplements. For it. I fell for it.
You just felt. Who is this put on by?
It actually isn't. There's
Purina.com.
There's no sponsor, but there should be.
According to Purina.com.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it's interesting though, and we do love our dog friends.
Yes, we do.
And we also love our husbands. So there. Don't make us pick.
Don't make us pick. Okay. But we got to go.
Yeah.
We have a guest coming.
Yeah.
Ariel.
Uh-huh.
Ariel
Moody from Mama Soul. She's going to talk sunscreen, skincare, all the things for
all
the summer.
All the things. But before that, I do want to talk about one more time the remote next week.
Yes.
Because that will be, no, it won't be next week's show, but we're shooting next week. So it's next Thursday.
Yeah.
May 29th. Please come hang out with us. We may even put you on the air.
Yeah. Actually, one of my friends coming, I kind of want to have her on because she coaches a lot of teams.
Oh.
She's got the funniest stories.
So many good stories.
So I think she'd be great. But it's going to be fun. And Troy's, you can rent tables. Like, you can get a whole thing for your friends, for your husband,
everything. Right, and that's
everything.
The concert.
That's the concert.
And then, so we start at Spark, and then we move over to Troy's.
Yes.
And then next week, this is what I'm going to do, because next week we'll be back in studio. But we're shooting the 29th. Anyway, that show, I'm making us take the IQ test.
Oh, okay. You know what else we need to do? Let's put it down. Jasmine, can you write this down?
Oh.
Take the IQ test and ChatGPT roast us.
Okay.
Because you've been wanting to do that for a while. I did it on my trip with the group in Hawaii, and we were all dying laughing. Send him a picture, and ChatGPT will roast us.
Well, I thought it did. I roasted my Instagram.
Yeah, maybe you did. This is like, this is amazing. New. We need it to roast both of us.
Okay.
Like maybe from Vici, where we're like, it'll be great.
They would kill us.
Yes.
Okay, I have to pee, so we need to go.
I can tell. You have to pee. I have to go get my kids.